I tell many of the constituents that I meet with, I don't care who you vote for, as long as you vote. I'm proud to represent the district that had the highest voter turnout last election, with nearly 390,000 voters showing up at the polls in 2022. However, when federal dollars and employees are involved in voter registration, full transparency is an absolute necessity. And much of the VA's implementation of Executive Order 14019 has raised red flags to those of us on the committee. This VA voter registry program is seemingly focused entirely on a key swing state, with sites exclusively placed in heavily Democrat voting areas and administered in cooperation with a Michigan Secretary of State that has been vocally opposed to one of the current presidential candidates. Any appearance of potential political bias must be thoroughly examined and explained so that we can be certain that public resources are not being used for partisan gain. There are several critical questions that remain unanswered despite the committee's work and requests for information so far. Number one, why was Michigan the only state selected for this program? Number two, why has VA voter registry sites only been rolled out in Detroit and Saginaw and not in facilities like Iron Mountain up in the Upper Peninsula? Number three, how are VA employees being trained in communicating with voters? And lastly, and just as important, are these new operations at all hindering VA's ability to deliver care, quality care, to Michigan's veterans? The documents being subpoenaed today are critical to answering those questions. I'd also like to point out that this step would not be necessary if VA or the Michigan Secretary of State had been forthright in their responses to the committee. Put simply, if there's no cause for concern, then show us. Or said a slightly different way, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, there's a pretty darn good chance it's a duck. Don't call it a goose. Michiganders and the American people deserve certainty, which can only be done and accomplished with transparency from the VA. I urge my colleagues to support the resolution, and I yield back.